Dr. Pam Peek, New York Times best-selling author and founder of the Peek Performance Center, and Michelle King Robeson, leading women's advocate, entrepreneur, and founder of EmpowHer.com, host the show everyone's talking about. It's time for Her Radio.
Okay, ladies out there, raise your hand if you think we're at war. Conquer the weight loss war. You know, thinking about how to lose to win or how to become a successful loser. What am I talking about, Michelle? I'm talking about Dr. James Hill, who has written a fabulous book, State of Slim, is also one of the leading experts internationally in the field of weight management and metabolism. Dr. Hill is also professor of pediatrics and medicine at the University of Colorado School of Medicine. And what we want to do here is first welcome you, Dr. Hill. We're so honored that you're going to be on Her Radio today. And at the same time, I want to launch right in. I want to say, okay, we have you as a golden resource, and we want to know the top three things that, based upon your research and your wealth of knowledge, that you could tell a woman out there to do when she wants to begin the journey to take better care of her body and shed some of that excessive fat.
So, Pam, I would say, first of all, you've got to have a plan for what to do. And we talk about that in the book, what to do in terms of diet and nutrition. Second is you've got to have the right mental approach. A lot of weight loss is mental. You've got to have the right motivation, positivity, a long-term plan. And third, you have to really change your environment, your physical and social environment, if you're going to keep the weight off.
Now, wait a minute. That third one, Michelle, did you just fall off the chair? Did I hear you just sort of kind of go plop on the floor there?
I did.
that means like pitching spouses that don't work. That Ooh. Means changing up relationships and
no
how many
more
times?
Lemon drops?
No.
So we're not advocating changing spouses, although some of these people do, and we're not advocating dumping your friends, but it's as simple as you tend to behave in those you hang out with. If you want to do the right kind of behaviors, you need to find a way to surround yourself with people that also value those behaviors.
So you and I have talked about this whole issue of sort of the infectiousness of people around you. So if you have a certain way of living, a lifestyle, that can infect people around you. So if you're more of a couch potato, then it makes it easier for people around you to be a couch potato.
That's right.
What does that research actually show?
Yeah, and a great example, Pam, is Colorado. You know, I come from Colorado. And if you're not active and running and climbing mountains, you feel like a social outcast here. So we have this physical pressure to do the right thing. And what the research shows, and it's very common sense, is you tend to behave like those people who are in your social circle. It's rare to see somebody eating right and being physically active, and yet they spend all their time with couch potatoes and people that eat poorly. This is common sense, but it's now backed up by research.
Whoa. Well, so, go for it.
Let's start with the plan. What does a plan look like, Jim?
So the problem we have is right now people see weight loss as a short-term thing. You go out for 6 weeks or 12 weeks or 3 months, and you do something, and then you're done. And what we know is it's a much longer time frame. So the plan, our plan is to, let's start where you are, which unfortunately for many people who want to lose weight is not a pretty place. You're not very active. You're not eating right. Your metabolism is all screwed up. So what we start out with is to say, okay, we're going to give you for 2 weeks a diet that's going to cause you to lose weight. It's basically lean protein and vegetables, and nobody's ever gotten obese on that. At the same time, we're going to start fixing your metabolism by getting you active. As your metabolism gets fixed, we're going to modify your diet because now you have a metabolism that can handle more carbs and more fat. So it's matching diet to metabolism because the diet is the fuel for your metabolism. And then it's showing you at the end, it's a 12-week program to lose weight, but it's showing you how by learning to eat smart and keeping your metabolism revved up through exercise, now you don't you're not limited to a life of deprivation. You can actually keep the weight off and enjoy it.
Now, Jim, you and another nationally renowned researcher have been commandeering the National Weight Control Registry, an ongoing study of people who have dropped a goodly amount of weight and kept it off. How much of that have you applied in this book, and what would be two secrets of successful losers from that famous study?
We have applied a lot of it, and the reason we study the National Weight Control Registry is it seemed logical to us that you start with people that are succeeding and learn what they've done and apply it. And so we've totally applied what we've learned from the National Weight Control Registry, what we've learned about Colorado, and what we've learned from our own research. And the two things that I would say is that in the National Weight Control Registry, these people are in it for the long term. They have figured out that short-term fixes don't work, and they figured out how to modify their lifestyle forever. And then one of the big ones, Pam, and I know you and I talk about this a lot, is these people have learned how to make movement a regular part of their life. And I absolutely believe that if you're not going to do that, if you're not going to figure out how to be active on a daily basis, don't even bother to lose weight. You might succeed at losing it, but you aren't going to keep it off.
Interesting. Wow. And that is so integral to almost everything that you talk about in your book, your research, and that is physical activity is absolutely important. Now, I noticed what you said. You didn't say join the Olympics. You didn't say do intense exercise every 5 minutes. You said the word movement, which I thought was interesting. You said movement became an integral piece of their lives, which basically means what? If I remember correctly from the National Weight Control Registry, the number one physical activity that really seemed to work with everyone was walking.
Absolutely. Walking's the single best thing you could do. If I could change one behavior in America, it would get people walking. Your bodies are meant to move. Your metabolism works well when you move your muscles. Then your muscles are using glucose, they're losing fat, they're using any fuel that comes in. So unless you're going to move, you don't have a metabolism that's going to allow you to keep off a normal weight. So it doesn't matter what you do. Get out and move, because when you move, you now have a metabolism that can handle the different kinds of foods you give it.
Fantastic. So if I can summarize here with Michelle, one of the things we have is the three top things that you're looking for if you really want to make this work is to have a plan. And in that plan, you want to match your diet to your metabolism. You want to think long term, not short term. And you want to learn to become metabolically active. The second thing is the mental approach, looking at motivation, positivity, just getting it up there and kind of cranking up the hope. And the third is changing your environment, everything from where you live to who you live with and work with, for that matter. And if you were to look at two secrets of the National Weight Control Registry that you applied in your book, it was, once again, we circle back to that long-term approach. These people who were able to drop the weight and keep it off were thinking long-term. And finally, physical movement becomes a regular part of your life. Dr. Hill, these are absolutely fabulous, wonderful words of wisdom. We cannot begin to thank you enough. Dr. Jim Hill, State of Slim is the name of the book. We are so honored you shared your wisdom with us today.
It's been a pleasure.
Thank you so much. So we got three things. The plan gets your mental approach, the positivity, and the change in your environment. You're listening to Her Radio on Radio MD. This is Michelle King-Robson with Dr. Pam Peek. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD. Stay well.